Stephen Samuelson, the 33-year-old hardware store employee, says he's encouraged that he made gains in his second attempt to defeat Wilson.
You know, I'm not totally disappointed of not winning. Everybody that gets into this has to understand that running against a 10-year incumbent is a very hard thing to do. But there's a lot of things that I'm very proud of out of this campaign. One, I didn't go backwards. I made huge leaps forward. That's a great thing. I'm very proud of that. And the people that got involved, the people that got behind the campaign, and a lot of younger generation that voted for the first time, and those are great things. It makes me very proud that they got behind it and got involved in the process.
Samuelson won 47% of the Republican ballots cast to Wilson's 53%. That compares to the 61-39 split in the first contest between the two in 2008. Samuelson says he's likely to run for the seat again in 2 years. For now, he says he wants a member of the majority party in the state house to win the seat this year.
I would hope that she can hold on to this seat. Again, there's a lot of differences that her and I have. But that being said, there's not going to be a lot of changes made. Hopefully they will be made for the better. But it's important to have a Republican in there at this time, just strictly because it's somebody that can work easily with the governor and Bert Stedman, Senator Stedman, and hopefully get more for the district.
The unofficial results have Wilson with 1,230 votes to Samuelson's 1,088. The 65-year-old registered nurse and incumbent says she's pleased with the outcome.
It was a close race. I knew it would be, and so I'm just pleased it turned out the way it did.
Wilson says she did not start campaigning until May following the legislative session, and Samuelson had a head start on the campaign trail. He also raised more money and outspent Wilson. He reported just over $23,000 in income in a 7-day report leading up to the August primary. And Samuelson reported spending just under $18,000. Meanwhile, Wilson reported income of over $13,000 and spent nearly $5,000 during that time. Wilson says she's getting ready for the general election.
I'm excited to go on because there are some things that I want to work on and continue working on that I have worked on before. And it's an ongoing process always. And I'm looking forward to it, and actually have started making plans for the November election now.
Wilson has a challenge from Democratic candidate Reber Stein of Sitka in November. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.